Well, immigration was a major issue in the presidential election, of course. And since then, some immigrants to this nation have become U.S. citizens. So Sam Brash from Here and Now contributor Colorado Public Radio went to a recent naturalization ceremony to find out how those new Americans felt about becoming citizens in a nation where concerns about immigration run high. Here's his story.
All right. If I can have all of our candidates for citizenship, please raise your right hand in the air.
46 people stand together in the ceremony room of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services field office near Denver. They're here from all across Colorado. Andy Lambrecht directs the office. He leads them through the Oath of Allegiance, their final stop on a path to citizenship full of paperwork, lawyers, and hundreds of dollars in filing fees. Many of their voices waver and hands shake, but they all hold through until the very last line.
For purpose of evasion.
For purpose of evasion.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, you're now American citizens.
Family and friends rush the new citizens as soon as the ceremony ends. Among them, 56-year-old Julio Martinez. He coaches soccer and works as a technician at a meat processing plant. He wept as he hugged his wife, kids, and grandkids.
I waited all these years for this, you know. It's just something that I had to do for my mom and my dad. So I owe that to them. And this is the moment. This is why I feel so emotional.
Martinez's parents brought him from Mexico when he was 9 or 10. He can't remember exactly when. They always wanted him to be a citizen, as did his American-born wife and kids.
I have always been very proud of my dad for taking this long journey.
This is his daughter, Priscilla Johnson. Now 34, she remembers her dad starting his paperwork for citizenship when she was just a little girl. He kept putting it off because of health issues and the cost.
Now it was finally the time after his mom and dad just recently passed away, my grandma and grandpa, within the last year. And I think that was the wake-up call to be able to say, you know what, this is what they wanted for me, so I'm going to finally do it.
Johnson wanted her dad to get a citizenship for one other reason. She was worried about President-elect Donald Trump.
The election did scare me, you know, because you never know what laws are going to change or what was going to be stopping him from becoming a U.S. citizen. So I was worried and was hoping that he was going to be able to have that chance to vote.
Are you going to register to vote today?
Probably. Yeah.
Across the country, the Immigration Service saw an increase in applications for citizenship this year compared to last. Some groups suggested that was a reaction to Trump, but the trend wasn't reflected in Colorado. Approved applications for naturalization in the state have seen normal fluctuations over the last 2 years. And if this one ceremony was any indication, not all new citizens fear the incoming president.
My name is Ronald Shaw. I've been a green card holder for years, and I'm happy to be receiving my U.S. citizenship today.
Shaw came to the U.S. from India in 1966 to attend university. He earned a doctorate in education and worked in private Christian schools. He wanted to get a citizenship to make it easier to travel abroad. He's retired now, but he still goes to Southeast Asia to teach leadership principles, many of which he admires in the president-elect.
He's a leader. His election has been a very clear message to all that what was happening in the U.S. over the last few years has to change.
Shaw would have voted for Trump if he'd been eligible. Like other Trump supporters, he worries many newcomers aren't interested in assimilating.
Some immigrants come with preconceived ideas, or they have been brainwashed in certain ways. So they did not come here for a better life. They came here to destroy this life, in a sense.
Shaw and Martinez sat next to each other during the ceremony. They chatted beforehand and congratulated each other afterwards. America the Beautiful played as the ceremony ended. The Martinez family planned to celebrate.
We actually are probably going to go to lunch, have a big lunch.
It's already a good day today. This just happened. I can't believe it, and it's just awesome.
Ronald Shaw also left for a meal with his family and a few friends from his church. These new citizens told me that, at least for today, politics is not a priority for them. Whatever happens to the country next, they're just happy to be part of it. For Here and Now, I'm Sam Brash in Denver.